You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
And so he said, sure. And he closed his eyes, held my hands. We held each other's hands and we prayed. And I said, do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that he rose from the dead, and did you surrender your life to him? And he said the prayer. Now, so I left. And the bad thing about becoming friends with somebody that's famous is there's so many people that I haven't seen them since. There's just so many people after these famous people. Other than that, I think we came from the same territory in upstate New York, and I think we would have been friends, and I would have liked to have served him by being his friend. But anyway, so I don't know what happened. I know that he told me that he had had millions of dollars, that by the time he was 19, he had $25 million. He could say that I could have any girl I wanted. I could buy her a car, whatever I wanted. He said, but it all has meant nothing. He said, all I want is a family. And then years after we said that prayer, I know he did at least have a daughter and some other children, I believe, and she died, I heard through the news. But and I've seen him on other talk shows now, and but no mention of Jesus. So, but what happened? Do you believe that he was saved just because he followed me in that prayer? I don't know. I kind of believe you. It's there's more to being born again than just a recitation of some words.
Well, Red, God didn't fall off the throne and put me on it. but
very good, very good, Fawn. I like that. God didn't fall off the throne. That's a great answer.
Yeah, and it's lucky for us that he didn't. But the truth is that there needs to be a DNA change. You know, God is a supernatural God.
Yes.
We have a DNA as natural, you know, people, as mankind has a DNA. And that DNA is very, very accurate about who we are. When Christ comes into our life, I truly believe we have a spiritual DNA that we've inherited from generation to generation through Jesus Christ. And so there has to be a change, a heartfelt change. You don't have to have an array of emotions. You don't have to feel anything. But the truth is that when you pray with sincerity, God knows and you know. You will know when that time comes that you have seriously received him, believe in him. And Jesus said, no man comes to the Father but through me. So there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Lamb of God who paid the price to bring us into the kingdom. And with the Jesus Whisper, like I said, there's the one lady that passed away. There's two more that died since then that literally God sent me at the last moment. One girl drowned, and the paramedics said she could have been underwater for up to 17 minutes. And God spoke to me one morning and said, I want you to go to the hospital and I want you to pray for her. I went into the hospital room, I laid hands on her, and as I prayed, the power of God came on me, came on her. She was in a coma. And the alarms started going off on the machines in the hospital. And the nurses ran into the ICU. They kicked me out. They said, she can't live with a heart rate like this. You have to leave right now. You're upsetting her. And so I did what I was told to do, and I left. 2.5 hours later, she pulled out the tubing, the ventilator, herself, and opened her eyes and said to the nurse, what happened? So she came home 3 days later. And she's as alive as we are. So another lady was a missionary for Haiti for over 50 years. And taking her last breath when the Lord sent my husband and I over to pray for her, she said, "I'm totally convinced I was taking my last breath." Her family had been called home. She hadn't eaten or drink, and she couldn't swallow for 2 weeks. The family was called home to say goodbye. I didn't know anything about that. All I know is that the Lord woke me up before prayer one morning and said, "I want you to go to Betty's, pray for her." So we did that. When I walked in, I came up behind her and I said, "Betty, you're going to be okay." I put my hand on her shoulders, and when I did, she took a breath. And she said, "I know that that was my last breath." And then she started swallowing and started eating and went to the doctor that afternoon, and her whole family went home. She lived for about 3 years after that. So,
wow.
So the author and the finisher, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, knows our days. And instead of being so worried about our days, what we need to be concerned about is John F. Kennedy, back in my day, said, "Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." And I believe that as believers, that's my heart, is God, you've done so much for me. You have protected me. You've put me under a blood covenant. Nothing stronger, nothing better. What can I do for you? And that's how I live my life. In the meantime, I'm going to be doing a book signing on the 14th after the morning service, Oceans Unite, Church at the Mall, and Indian River Mall. So after the 9:30 service is over, which is probably around 10:30, quarter to 11, I'll be doing book signing at the Oceans Book Store, and then again after the 11 o'clock service is over, I'll be back to the bookstore signing my books and encourage you to get them, because people need to hear the voice of God. There's a lot of clamor in the world, a lot of noise in the world, but Jesus came to give us abundant life, and there's not one of us out there that doesn't want it and doesn't need it. We just need to know the truth.
Now, we have about 20 more minutes that we need to fill up here.
Okay.
So I know you've got a lot of stories. So does this book that you've written, The Jesus Whisperer, does it tell us? A horse whisperer is somebody that knows how to communicate with horses. I watched the documentary, and I met the director. The female director, it was a whole female crew actually that shot that film, the documentary on the horse whisperer. I'm not talking about the one with Robert Redford, but the documentary. And I remember hearing him say, the actual horse whisperer, that the way a horse behaves says more about the owner than it does about the horse. And you know, and that's true with a lot of children. Parenting, certain people seem to know how to bring up. I have a friend of mine, he has 11 children and his wife, of course. And the two of them obviously did something right, because every one of those children are delightful, gentle, almost angelic. Then if I could do anything in life, I probably should seek them out sometime and do an interview just on how they reared those children. I don't know if it's quality of time, whatever. But anyway, getting back to the horse whisperer, now the Jesus whisperer, will your book teach people how to, what is the idea to, is it to manipulate Jesus? Is it to influence Jesus? Is to, what does a Jesus whisperer do?
Well, I was a dog whisperer. My husband and I used to raise and train service and support dogs for the handicapped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And so, I gave my husband a remote control one day, and I taught him sit down and stay in less than 30 seconds. So I thought, I bet I'd be a good dog whisperer. So,
that's a joke, by the way, yes, folks.
So I have been around dogs all my life. I grew up in Dogtown in St. Louis, Missouri. And
What do you mean Dogtown? What is Dogtown?
There's a documentary on that, too.
Really?
Yeah. And so, but anyhow, that was back in the day when dogs ran free. You'll read all about that in the Jesus Whisper. But the truth is that the Jesus Whisper is about, actually, I use the scripture, 1 Kings 19:12. And it talks about how Elijah was running. He was tired. He was worn out. He wanted to go home. He said, I'm done here. And so he was actually trying to hide from God. And God has an angel make him a hot cake, homemade, hot, straight off the brick, and brought him some water to drink. Woke him up. He ate, he drank, he went back to sleep. He did it again. And this time, the angel said, eat and drink, because the road ahead is too hard for you. And it's impossible without God. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. Okay? So Elijah was used to hearing his voice. But this time, he ran to the Mount Horeb, or Horrible Mountain. And on that mountain, he went to the top of the mountain, and God said, I'm going to pass by. Okay? And so there was a terrible earthquake. God was not in the earthquake. There was a terrible wind. God was not in the wind. And then there was a fire, a massive fire. But it says, after the fire came a gentle whisper. And that's when Elijah got his mantle and threw it over his head and went out to sit and listen to what the Lord had to say to him. God has a gentle whisper that reaches every man if our heart is ready. And so this book helps sensitize us to his spirit, helps us to not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. Again, he's the author. I know about being author.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A love that's never failing. Let mercy